Pottawatomie County Day here at News Radio KMAN. Commissioner Pat Waxman, Public Works Director Peter Clark, Planner Stephen Metzger. I'm going to ask you a question, Stephen.
Okay, go for it. My mic is on. Oh, sorry.
Your mic is on. It is. And my question is, can we wrap up with Pat before we come to you?
You do what you feel
Thanks.
Is best.
You know, I've enjoyed this so much this morning. I'm going to sit here for the whole thing.
Are you now?
Yeah. Maybe okay. I can learn something.
Oh, you know, I always strive for that.
Yeah, but I'm expecting to learn from you, so.
Oh, no, you
My didn't. Expectations are pretty high.
Oh,
it's
well.
It's a second career you could be looking into.
Yeah.
You guys don't want to go there. You don't want to go there. Well, Pat, there's a lot of things that, you know, you've got a laundry list of a number of subjects there, and there's all kinds of work that you guys got your hands in, and gals.
Yeah, and, you know, a lot of these, like I said, you know, these nominees for the commissioner, they question, you know, why it takes so long to do something. But, you know, that's just kind of the way it is. This inspections that we're partnering with the city of Manhattan. I'm going to let Stephen talk about that. But that's been something in the mix for 4 or 5 years we've been discussing it.
Mm-hmm.
And it just finally comes to fruition. It's something that needs to be done. And I'm glad it was done. And I think it's going to work out great. And I think that, you know, the city of Manhattan, by doing that, I appreciate them working with us and making, you know, things available to make this thing happen. So I'll let Stephen, you know, explore it a little bit more.
Stephen, that's a lot of work, isn't it?
It has been a lot of work. I mean, it's, you know, anytime you're trying to do something with two different jurisdictions, there's always a whole bunch of things that come up that you know, staff or commissioners aren't thinking of, but that the lawyers catch or that the inspector's team catch, that you're just trying to work through. And that kind of goes to what Pat was saying, where, you know, we get to a point where we were ready to take that next step, and then we'd find three or four things that, oh, we got to go back and take a look at and correct and make sure that that's the right way to do it. And back in September, we got to that point. We signed the agreement with the city. January 1, 2020, those codes are going to go into effect for just a small portion of Pott County. So the thing that I always tell folks is if you pay a sewer bill every month, you have a City of Manhattan address, but you are not located in the city, then you are now subject to building codes starting January 1. So if every night you go home and you take Green Valley Road, you take Excel Road, or you take Lake Elbow Road, you are now subject to those building codes. And that's about half the new construction in the county is in that small area. So
where does the city zip code line end?
The city zip code, the city 66502 goes all the way up past the dam and all the way out about halfway between Lake Elbow Road and Hopkins Creek.
Okay.
In Pott County. It goes south a ways into Riley County. But yeah, for Pott County, you know, you might live up in this, we call the Spillway Marina area, Washington Heights, Lookout Drive. You have a Manhattan address and you live in Blue Township. So a lot of times when we're talking about Blue Township, those folks are really kind of wondering, well, how is this affecting me? And it's not. It's just you happen to live in that same zip code with that same name attached to it, but you're not on city sewer. So you don't pay a sewer bill every month. So that's kind of where those three things come together, because it can be confusing for sure.
Well, it's a natural progression.
Sure.
And it shows, you know, you're fortunate that you're moving into or, you know, living in an area that is seeing significant growth. And you've, I mean, there's a lot of niceties there that many have been, you know, probably pretty fortunate to kind of skip over.
Yeah. I mean, I have been here 5 years, and all 5 years people have been calling and asking about code related issues. And so it'll be nice, I think, starting January 1, to where I can tell them, instead of saying what I've always said, which is, you know, sorry, the county doesn't have codes. So if there's a code deficiency in the way your house was built, there's not really anything the county can do about it. But starting January 1, I can change that answer to say, okay, here's where you need to go. Here's what you need to do to, you know, talk to somebody at the city, talk to an inspector at a city. If you want them to take a look at, you know, if there are code deficiencies, that may be something they can do. Or if you're wanting to build an addition to your house, that's got to be up to code. And you can tell everybody going forward that was built up to code. So that'll be a nice change to be able to tell the residents down there that.
What's the population now in that area?
It's tough to tell because the census doesn't really designate it as anything special, but it's between 35 and 4,000 people. Okay. So
and growing.
And growing. It would be – if it were its own entity, it would be probably the second largest city in the county if it were by itself. Mm-hmm. So,
and do you have any – I'm drawing a blank now where I was going. Thanks, okay. Stephen.
Yeah, you got it. No problem.
building permits. What numbers are like there in that area?
So this year, because of the weather, I think, and because we're a little bit lot constrained, the numbers are a little down. But because we're doing this, the building codes in January 1, that's an additional fee. So over the last about month and a half and probably going to continue up to 2020, we've seen a pretty significant spike in building permits. So so far this year, we've done about 60, I believe. And just for context, last year we did 72. The year before, we did about 96. So but 60 is right around our 10-year average for that area. And then countywide, it's like 110 or 115 total new houses.
Well, it seems like every week we have a story about what's happening with the Pottawatomie County Commission. There's some new subdivision that's getting a little love.
Yep. Yeah, we'll have next year, I think, 180 new lots available somewhere in that vicinity, which is significantly more lots than we usually have. So, yeah, the stories aren't going to stop, I guess.
What do you anticipate that to how would that be impacted with the new elementary school that's going up over there?
Well, I guess anecdotally, if I were looking for a new house and I could live across the street from a brand new elementary school, that's probably pretty pretty significant in my decision making. I would imagine we'll see a pretty significant spike in the number of new building permits we do in and around that school because of that exact reason. So they are wanting to open, I think, 2023.
I think it was August of 2021 is when they were opening doors.
Okay, even faster than I thought.
I may be misquoting what I heard.
Got a lot of work to do.
Yeah. And regardless, you know, all through the construction phase, there's going to be people who are anticipating that. You know, they may have a kid who's toddler or getting ready to start school, and they make the decision, okay, well, let's build our house now right next to the Smell Imagery School while we can and be right across the street so my kids can walk or I can just drop them off on my way to work. I don't have to go out of my way to take them to school. So.
And I drove that area this morning before I came down here. And the construction right across the ditch from where the school's proposed to go, they're down there just, you know, really going great guns, putting sewer in and water. And it's pretty impressive, you know. And we do have a lot of this activity going on in the county. I'm trying to think, you know, you got Whispering Meadows, you got Nelson Ridge, you got Heritage Hills, and that I can't think of the
Willow Glen.
Yeah, another one's
coming. And Wildcat Woods is the
Wildcat other. Woods. I mean, you know, there's five developments that are all within a mile of each other. So it's a fast growing area. It always has been. And I hope with the, you know, this inspections and everything, I think that you know, it'll continue to grow and be a good product.
And that will help also with homeowners insurance aspects, won't it?
I don't know about the insurance. I know it'll make it probably easier for them to get a mortgage. Not that it's been difficult to get a mortgage, but you know, one question that I field a lot is, I need a certificate of occupancy for the mortgage company. Well, the county doesn't issue a certificate of occupancy because there's nothing to certify. Starting January 1, there will be that certificate of occupancy, and that'll be a box that, you know, the lenders can check that, okay, this has a certificate of occupancy. We don't have to get a form letter from the county saying there isn't anything. We don't have to take that risk that this house might fall apart 10, 15 years from now. It's a slight risk, but I think that's kind of where the mortgage companies are coming from.
Okay. All right. Pat, what else are you going to teach me today?
Oh, I don't know. I could teach you a little addition factoring.
Some addition?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
I
what kind of numbers are you playing with over there?
Well, I just want folks to be aware that the county has done its, you know, best that it can to keep these roads up. And if you take, I think it was $200,000 for gravel last month, and we were pushing close to $200,000 for gravel for this month, were we not, Peter?
Yeah, we have done a significant amount of hauling rock in the last couple months to try to get on top of that, those damages and repairs on gravel roads.
And, you know, whenever you're spending that kind of money, I hope that the majority of it stays on the road and not into the ditch. I'm always on Peter or his predecessor. This time of year, I'm a firm believer, and Peter will back me up on this, that we can kind of start cutting back on this rock. And, because the first 6-inch snow, you're going to be plowing the gravel along with the rock.
Right through it. And your crews are all ready for that, right, Peter?
We've had a couple opportunities already to go out, but mostly just on the paved roads. I don't think we've had to deploy on any of the gravel roads yet.
Okay.
It's coming.
It typically does in Kansas,
yes,
doesn't it?
Does.
They're getting it out west.
We have
a little bit of snow. Don't know about any accumulation here this week, but that's in the forecast. So, lovely times. We're going to take our final break of the show, and of course, we'll have a couple of opportunities to entertain questions from callers. 537-1350, it's Pottawatomie County Day. Commissioner Pat Waxman, Public Works Director Peter Clark, Planner Stephen Metzger joining us here on KMAN's In Focus.